Hey, who's ready for a Saturday Best Of show, everybody?
Who isn't?
Yeah. You work Saturday?
Yeah, we work Saturday. My God.
Suckers.
Man's working a three-day week this week. No, two-day week. Three-day week. No, three-day week.
If I show up on Saturday, it'll be a three-day week.
Well, on this show, too, you were here on the
right
Thursday show, the Friday Best Of, and now the Saturday setup, too.
I'm honored.
This man's getting 3 days. What's up with that? And today's a special show. It's an OJ-themed show.
Oh, it's my favorite.
We love theme shows.
Starting with Ron Goldman's ex, Tiffany Starr.
That's an interesting interview.
How long did they date her?
It was just for a while, but they sounded like they were hot and heavy, and then this just happened, and it was like...
Well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
Like, she really was just getting to know this guy, but they were... It was one of those, you know...
It's hot and heavy.
Yeah, it was a little hot. And,
was she a waiter? A waitress? Was she a patron?
I think she's going to tell us. She was actually trying to model. She was trying to get into modeling, which Ron was also.
If she would have stayed with him, he'd be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron was a handsome dude.
I didn't think he was that handsome.
It's better looking than Billie Jean King.
That's true.
I would not think Ron Goldman would be a model, but I don't know. What do I know? You see these guys and go, I guess if you want to be a model, there's a chance you could be one. Because how many guys are running around saying, I want to be a model?
Well, now everybody.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true.
On their Instagram.
Yeah, I was reading about people who they use all those devices that you can use to make your selfies look better. And they take the picture in to people like Dr. Roche and say, make me look like this me.
Right.
Because then they'll just use
Photoshop to you
after that again to make them look even better.
Yeah, and then they'll have to take that picture in to Dr. Roche. At least Dr. Roche will be busy.
Oh, he was telling me that they do that constantly.
Actually, you know, you look like Billie Jean King.
Yes.
Instead of looking like celebrities now, they want to look like themselves after Photoshop. Yeah.
And he
filters. They have the filters.
Yeah.
But, you know, what would they remove in a filter? Like acne scars or something? And he can remove acne scars. So, you know, they do stuff like that. They have new stretch marks now. So anyway, Tiffany Starr and then Jeff Felix, who's one of my favorite guests. We need to find an excuse to call him back.
Garden the Juice was his book.
Yeah.
OJ's best friend. Talked about his dong.
That's the problem with Jeffrey Felix. He kisses OJ's ass nonstop. I think because is he feeling guilt over the book or something? Or I don't know
and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel.
He doesn't want him to murder him.
That's pretty brilliant.
That's a factor.
It's survival mode.
And then wrapping up.
Being a felon.
Yeah. Nevertheless, being a felon.
I know. That was really. It was kind of. Such an asshole. We were supposed to chuckle at that. It really wasn't very funny when you think about it. But oh well, it's juice. And then we winded up with Dennis Hoff, who wasn't he offering Juice a job?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dennis is always there. I mean, he's
did
there for
Juice
everyone.
Did Juice ever show up to get laid there? Wasn't he supposed to go get laid there?
Yeah, that's what Dennis talks about, too. He never showed up as far as
he did show up, though.
Remember, we tried him for a few days in a row. We tried him.
I don't know. You know Dennis would have told us if he
for sure
would have told us.
He's sick as far as he doesn't have to.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
I know.
That is the part.
He is back to being the Maz OJ. It's like everyone in Las Vegas is some form of Maz. They just love him. They want selfies with him. They want his autograph. The whole city is kissing his ass.
Yeah.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
That might be the most ludicrous thing he's ever
seen. I'm waiting for his football card to bounce back. I still got a bunch of them.
Of course you are. You know how much I'd pay for it?
$3 and something and change.
All right, enjoy the best of the Drew and Mike show. Oh, I think we got Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany, are you there?
Hello.
How you doing, Tiffany?
Very nice, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. Mark's here. Hi. Trudy's here.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
And I'm Drew, and I'm so glad we got to talk to you because this is just such a fascinating thing, and it just never, ever goes away. In fact, that's the first thing I want to ask you. This Ron Goldman, who you did get to go out with a few times, and the whole O.J. Simpson thing, what is it like having that thing pop up in the news all the time? It must make you a little nuts.
No, actually, I don't really watch the news too often. I get my information other sources. So I, you know, it's been quite some time, and it's incredibly painful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
You know, to think. But it's, I keep myself limited.
Oh,
keep my balance and stay healthy.
I don't blame you at all. And it was interesting, you know, seeing your name and finding out, oh my God, we can talk to Tiffany. And I was wondering, when you went out to LA trying to make it as a model or an actress, is that correct?
I went out to LA. Actually, I made it as a model and actress. Hey. And I went out there also because I wanted to learn and grow as a person. And I feel that if you stay in your area without exploring a little bit, then I just wanted to build and grow as a person.
It's still
so there was numerous reasons why I came out there, and I wasn't really sure if I was going to stay or not, but because things, I became very successful, I ended up staying.
Well, it just, the point I was trying to make is it takes a lot of, it's tough to do that. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to say, I'm going to pick up, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to make it in that crazy competitive world. But you did, and that's really cool. And Ron seemed like, in spite of coming from a very wealthy family, he was trying to kind of make it on his own. Also, I'm sure in a different way than you were. He wanted to get a restaurant and whatnot. How did you meet Ron Goldman?
Actually, at a club.
Where else do 20-somethings meet?
And
he sounded
it was
like,
really funny.
Did you just, did you have mutual friends or was it a fluky thing?
You know what? It's interesting because LA is completely different from, you know, the Midwest. We're very outgoing people. And at that time it was just like, you meet a lot of people often just because we're very outgoing, very friendly. And when you're in the same kind of, I don't know how to explain this. I mean, you kind of know, you match your town, you know, and you know your own kind. Mm-hmm. I know that may sound really odd, but models know other models. So, like, even when I've lived and worked in countless countries.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hello? Oh, the juice found out, and he cut the cord line.
Oh, we'll call her back.
Prison!
From prison. He's got people everywhere.
God.
Oh, man. That was bizarre.
Wow. Are we having bad thunderstorms right now or anything?
Oh, my God.
What?
Here in Ferndale, you guys are dry. Everything's nut. I was through Southfield, and I couldn't see anything.
Really?
Well, it sounds crazy. In Berkeley, insane. 3 whopping miles away, it sounds like there's power issues.
Uh-oh.
Oh
no.
Heads up.
We don't lose power too often here, but
now we will.
Once in a while.
I heard the telltale signs of a transformer blowing up last night, I thought.
Oh, did it sound like it?
Yes, it did. It sounded like Optimus Prime.
What, in your neighborhood?
Yeah, just like it sounds like a gunshot or a cannon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh. That doesn't bode well.
I know a cool sound.
Yeah.
Greetings. You've reached the bar.
No. Oh, no.
No.
Juice
no.
got to her.
Tiffany.
Oh, man.
It's weird.
Greetings. I'm going to have to do that in my voicemail.
It's a transformer blowing up.
It was like,
is that what it sounded like?
It sounded just like that.
Did you call 310?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Crazy. It's Brandon's first day. That's the only reason I asked.
I know. He just filled out all his paperwork earlier.
We know it's another Brandon, and we have to struggle not to call him Brandon.
That's
right. He won't get it.
It's my first day.
He hasn't filled out his W-2 yet, but we'll get around to that.
I wonder what other models she hung out with or knew.
Yeah, I like that, how models can tell other models.
Yeah.
Well, Ron was a model.
Great.
Yeah, he was on a show called Studs, too. You know how everybody out there does game shows?
Yeah.
He did a game show. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I didn't either. Wow.
It's just funny to me how... Oh, wait. No caller ID. Is this Tiffany? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Put on speaker.
Hey, Tiffany.
Man, we're all over the place today.
It's hilarious.
Brandon's calling her. She's talking to Drew.
Hey, it's okay. You know what?
Pick up the other line, Tiffany.
Hang up, and Brandon is going to call you off the board in about 20 seconds. Okay, the 202 number. Okay, it's Brandon's first day, so he's not following orders. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. okay, sorry about that, Tiffany. We'll be right there. Okay.
It's crazy.
Thanks a lot.
It's really funny, dude, that she
We have the 202. You gave it to me, so we'll call you right back. Thank you.
Bye.
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 It's funny how she said she doesn't watch the news, because that's the big thing about her story is she didn't know.
I know.
That Ron Goldman had passed for
which is so
three
weird.
Days.
What?
I know.
I thought she didn't
so
watch
bizarre.
The news because of what happened. She didn't watch
she
the
news. She just doesn't watch it.
Oh. Well, she was,
I was just wondering if.
Mildly
if,
concerned.
If, like, her friends were thinking, God, she's so insensitive. She's not upset at all because she didn't know what was going on. I mean, that's just really very insular, but interesting at the same time.
Yeah.
She was off on a photo shoot. You would have thought they would have been talking about it. You know although they might have. They might have.
Hi.
Just not know.
Hey, there we are. You're back.
Hey.
Yeah.
There she is.
Okay. We're having some weird storms here, so I don't know what happened with the phone. But anyway, the point is you're back. And so you met Ron at the club, and you guys, he probably asked for your phone number. You had a first date. I guess the date went well?
Oh, yeah. We hung out several times. We went out to dinner. We went down to Venice to the beach one time, and everything, it was really lovely. Great communication, lots of fun, just being real. And it was nice. He's a good guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah, he sounded like a really good guy.
Did you think maybe he was kind of the one, or do you not engage in that kind of thought process?
You know, that's a great question. I would say that because I went out with him on several occasions, there's a good possibility.
Yeah.
Because I'm a really good judge of character, and I was always really comfortable with him. Hmm. And, you know, you get a lot of, like, I lived with two guys that were models, you know, but it wasn't like that connection like I had with Ron. Hmm. You know, we were... You know, in that kind of world, you're kind of like an extended family, but there's a difference between being really, like, attracted to somebody and wanting to spend your life with somebody opposed to, you know, being friends for a lifetime. It's just different. I don't know how to explain that. It's kind of like an LA thing, maybe.
No, I hear what you're saying.
He must have felt that way, too, because he was talking about getting married and having kids on, the second date?
Yes. Yes.
That's all weird.
Yeah, that was in the People.com story, and I'm thinking, you know, the story's 23 years old, and sometimes they get it wrong. But that sounded real, and it had some quotes from you, and there was a thing about he said he wanted to have a restaurant, he wanted to be this symbol, and then you end up buying, after he died, you end up buying a bracelet or a gold chain or something with the symbol on it?
Yes, actually the exact one that we were looking at when we went to the beach, because we were in Venice. And he was showing me the symbol. He's like, that's the symbol, you know, of the restaurant. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's really beautiful. So after, you know, didn't think anything of the actual charm. But after he had passed away, I went back and got the exact charm that he had pointed out to me in Venice.
Wow. Do you still have it?
Yes, I do, actually.
No kidding. Wow. Well, you know, it was one of those. It was really hard to read the story. It just made me feel bad all over. And the funny thing was, I thought, why? We knew that trial inside out. We followed that story. I mean, it was a big part of our radio show for the entire period. And even, you know, as OJ's had issues since then. And I thought, why have we not heard of you? Because it seems like we knew everything. And I wondered, did the media, did you face a lot of media call you and you just simply didn't really bother with it that much? Or, you know, Ron was very shorted in terms of attention because of the other people involved. So I didn't know which it was, or maybe a combination of both.
I actually had a lot of people call. For me, maybe it's just my Midwest upbringing, but I don't, for something like that, you know, he was brutally murdered. I don't really, you know, when you're in the industry as a model and actress, it just made me feel uncomfortable because I'm not going to use this horrible, horrific thing to put myself out there, you know, and I only did, I think it was like 3 different interviews, and they were very small. And the only reason why I did them is to clear his name, because people were saying that he was gay. Or people were saying really negative things. So I spoke with 2 of his friends at that time, and they're like, yeah, please come with us, Tiffany, because you need to, you know, clarify things. But for me, personally, I was not about to start putting myself on all these shows and all this. And it just, I out of respect for the whole situation, and I was grieving because it was incredibly sad and disturbing and upsetting to have something like that happen, that it didn't feel right to me.
I totally agree with you. It's just that so many people do not feel that way and did end up, attracting and trying to attract publicity, which is pathetic and embarrassing. But no, I mean, I completely respect where you're coming from. Did you get to know Fred Goldman and Kim Goldman?
No. And the thing is that I personally have lost a sister. And I, due to the fact that I lost a sister in not a natural way, and I don't want to go there right now, because this is about the Goldman family and Ron, I kind of understand that process, and they're in shock, and I didn't really want to reach out to them in that kind of time, mm-hmm. because they had so much on their plate, and then to have one other person call them and say, I kept myself separate. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to reach out to me, then they had my telephone number. They know who I am. I left it at that because I think that they had so much going on. I mean, I think there were thousands of people even at the funeral. I mean, that's overwhelming for them.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of stayed in the shadows. That's all.
What were the circumstances of you seeing him last, Tiffany?
Well, that was even more interesting, the timing, because that night I was supposed to meet him after work.
Oh, June the 12th.
Yeah. That's not a joke.
Wow.
I was in Manhattan Beach with some friends, and it was pretty late, and I kept thinking, you know what? I'm, like, parked kind of far. I've had, you know, I think I had, like, 2 drinks, and for me, I don't really drink that much, so I was kind of a lightweight, and I'm with my girlfriends, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to drive all the way to Brentwood. I'm just going to stay with my friends here in Manhattan Beach, you know, so I had left a message and all that. So that was the last, you know, kind of connection that we had, and he died that night.
Wow.
And that was really difficult for me because I'm like, well, what if I had been there? What if I had shown up? Or what, you know, what if I was there with him to bring back the glasses?
Yeah,
we were talking about that, which is, and I was just reading that he drank a bottle of water for 15 minutes before he left, and I thought if he had not drank the bottle, who knows? I mean, it's all of that stuff could have changed things, but wow. And then you didn't find out about the murders right away. Is that correct?
It was a few days, you know, like I think there was a part of me that was not accepting it. You know, that was pretty harsh. You know, when you finally find somebody you really like, and you're just like getting to know them, and it just was heart-wrenching. I think there was a part of me that just didn't accept it. And that's not the way I am. Like, if something really, really bad happens, I don't take it in right away because it's my body responding to something that is incredibly difficult and protecting itself. Well, so
what does that mean,
though? I caught wind of it, but I didn't, you know,
you're just
numb.
I
didn't process it right away.
Yeah.
Wow.
But did you call, because the old article that Drew alluded to before, you called Mezzaluna and asked, you know, if he was there, what his schedule was, and they had to inform you. Is that true?
Exactly. Yes. Because the whole news thing, you saw the old, everyone was focused on OJ driving on the freeway.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's
Ron
right.
Wasn't even in the picture really at that point. Because everybody was focused on OJ and Nicole.
Yep.
I don't even know if they named him right away.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so either. So, and I mean, to me, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, just another day in the life of LA.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, OJ goes crazy.
Wow.
So there was really no, like, connection. And then I was running. I'm always on the go and, you know, really busy. And, you know, you see the case, and they might have even have said his name, but I could have not. I didn't process it. There was a part of me that was like, okay, can't take this in right now. Wow, nope, yeah.
I'm not sure they did name him right away, but yeah, obviously you would have people who would either be trying to tell you or would be wondering, or yeah, when you called for his schedule, of course. God, what an insane thing. So then did you, it sounds like you sort of divorced yourself, not completely, but from things. Did you watch the trial, or did you just feel like, I don't even want to see it? Because I hope you didn't watch it. It was brutal. It was horrible.
I actually kind of just kept myself in the loop, but I didn't watch it.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't really, I just wanted to say, let it play out, you know, because for me, it's like with all this drama and all this, you know, he said this, this person said this, I kind of keep myself in a really good, healthy place. And I wanted to see how it played out, of course, and follow through and, you know, get the final results. But I know in my heart that he was guilty. I just knew it because the word on the street in LA is always the correct.
Oh, yeah.
I know that sounds really bizarre, but people will say things, but there was a few security people and some people that I knew that knew kind of certain connections. I don't really want to go there, but I know that for a fact that, you know, he was definitely under the influence. He went a little crazy. Yep. Yeah. There's no doubt. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew too. We followed. I mean, once you knew about the DNA, it was pretty hard. He dripped blood basically from the murder site to his bedroom. So that part was pretty easy. The trial was, disturbing for any. I mean, I'm happy for anybody who didn't watch the trial because it was just disturbing as hell to see the way that worked. It was just crazy.
Tiffany, what about your other time out there? Other stories? What other models did you mix it up with, or other celebrities that were actually good endings?
Oh, I have actually very well known people that are my personal friends.
Start name dropping.
I'm not really into that because, you know, they're friendships. It's not about, and honestly,
we'll assume
LA,
they're all great people.
We'll only assume the best.
But no, in LA, it's, you know, for me, I know I have a really weird way of seeing things, but those are my friends. And in LA, it's kind of it's a normal thing to see a movie star walking down the street. You're like, oh, there's so and so. I even make jokes on me. Okay. Didn't you die last week on that TV show? You know, I know that's a horrible
joke. Okay, how about some people you've come across that aren't your friends and that were really rude? burn a bridge.
What a name.
I want some stories.
There's a lot of, see, that's another thing is I don't really judge people, but there are some pretty nasty people out there. Offhand, I know Sharon Stone. She was incredibly disrespectful to a lot of people. Yeah,
I met her once. She was the worst.
That's a great name. Yeah. I mean, that's Sharon Stone. I would never be shocked if someone said, Sharon Stone is so sweet. That would just blow my mind.
And grounded.
Yeah.
Did you get, you know, I know Ron, I was watching this little clip somebody had of him on a show called Studs. It was like, you know how people do those dating games and game shows and stuff. Did you ever do shows like that when you were out there?
There was a few of them I actually did. They were pilots and I was asked to go and, you know, help out with that. And those were actually really fun. Mm-hmm. I don't recall the name of these shows because sometimes your agent calls you and says, we're doing this pilot. You want to, you know, come and help out? And I'm like, yeah, if I'm available, of course, you know, and you actually make a lot of new friends that way too. So we also did like a best friend show and things like that. A lot of the times the things are like out of the box, you know, it's like you get called. Like I just got called when I was in LA for a short bit. About a court show, and it turned out to be pretty interesting because it was like totally on the fly. And apparently a lot of people were like, I saw you in that. That was a really good show because I argued with the judge. That was about a year and a half ago. And I didn't realize.
Oh, you argued. You argued with the judge. You argued with the judge.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good way to get a little.
Was it Judge Judy?
No, I can't. You know what? I'd have to look at my records. It was like I got a call from my agent saying that they're like, are you in town? And surprisingly, I was. And they're like, in Culver City, we have somebody who didn't show up. Could you be there to help us? And I'm like, yeah, you know, how long is it going to take? I think I can wing it, you know. So I talked to some people that I was, you know, working with at the time, because I'm a mission support specialist. So I, you know, I get calls from people that I randomly. And I said, you know, I think I can do this. So I got there and they briefed me. They like, you have 5 minutes to prepare. So I just kind of winged it. And the like, we kind of got into an argument on the show, and sweet. But it was all like televised. Afterwards, when they said, you know, they shut it down, they were like, the judge came down. He was a real judge too, and he's like, that was awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, we sat there and argued.
I know.
It was really good.
It is kind of amazing. Some of the people that I don't know. I don't know if they forget they're on TV or they're trying to make their mark on TV or what. But those shows, they're really popular. I'm shocked people watch them as much as they do. Although I used to watch Judge Wapner, and he was a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Tiffany. So anyway, how long have you been back in Michigan?
I am actually really not sure because my life is kind of out of the box right now, and I'm being called upon to maybe heading back to LA in the next probably maybe 2 or 3 weeks. However, I'm waiting on some news, so I can't really answer that question because I'm always kind of on the go, and I get called upon for different things.
Well, I'm intrigued.
And stuff like that.
Well, keep us posted, and hopefully you send us a picture because we wanted to get up one of your shots to put on the show for today. And thanks so much for your time. I mean, it's a really interesting story. It's a sweet story. It's a sad story. It's 23 years ago. I can't believe it, but I was so glad we got to talk to you.
You know, I also wanted to jump back. You know, when you mentioned the movie star thing, that's kind of like our norm in California. You know, and I got to tell you that I had posters on my wall as a kid of superstars, and they're actually today my friends and wonderful people. But in my eyes, my superstars are our military and people that serve.
That's good.
And that's the way I see it.
Real
it's
heroes.
Interesting because I was, yeah.
I
was stationed in D.C., and I see a top official, and I'm like, wow, it's so nice to meet you. That's where it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. And then I go back to L.A., and I see, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. walking down the street. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, it's like, it's kind of like different that's from the way people see things here.
That's great perspective. Most people would not see it that way, but I'm glad you do. And I'm glad you had time for us, Tiffany, and really, really do appreciate your time. It's a tough subject, but thank you very much. And I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah, and one last thing. Ron
sure.
was such a solid, sincere, incredible person. Just honest, and just, it was just lovely. He's just a great person, so it was a shame.
I knew you felt that way, and he did. He sounded like a guy that really wanted to make it on his own. I got the feeling like Fred could have probably made it very easy for him, but he sounded like a really hard worker who really was busting his ass to open a restaurant and all that, and it was, yeah, it sucks. But
yeah.
I'm glad you made that point, and thanks again, Tiffany. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 All right, Tiffany Starr.
Bye.
Thanks, Tiffany. Bye. Oh, boy. Weird to go back there.
Oh, weird.
Reading that stuff today.
Yeah, what a weird way to be connected.
I know. It's just bizarre. And, you know, the girl, what made me so mad was I Googled her and Ron Goldman together, and I'm getting these pictures up, and I said, hey, Tiffany, I'm looking at your modeling photos. She goes, oh, really? They're online? And and then eventually I figured out, no, they weren't her. They
Jackie
were the,
Bell.
The Jackie Bell. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell about the first time you Googled her?
Yes, because that's what I've been struggling with.
I should have warned you. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of tranny wiener.
Apparently, no, there's another Tiffany Starr that is a major trans.
It's a really
porn star.
Tiffany Starr is her real name, but it's a really popular stage name. Apparently, yeah. So Tiffany Starr. The first time I looked her up, there was stuff further down. I was like, oh, she's in porn. And it was like, I wasn't even that shocked. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but I wasn't. It was like,
porn.
Oh, she's in porn. She's done some porn. But no, that's not this Tiffany Starr.
That's the other one.
Yeah, so I'm watching Tiffany. I figure, well, I might as well see what she's doing, even though it's the wrong person.
Oh!
And there's two girls One, wait, no, there's, wait, is there two girls? Yeah, there's two girls.
Two girls, one wiener.
Tiffany is making out with a guy while he's doing something else.
Or porn Tiffany.
And there's porn Tiffany. And there's another, there's another girl who's doing something to Tiffany's penis. Tiffany has, appears to be a female, but she's got a penis. That is not the Tiffany star we just talked to. I know it's almost time for Jeff Feely. It is time for Jeff Feely.
Yeah.
His juiciest lawyer at the press conference afterwards was making fun of Jeff's hair.
Well, he's making fun of his the quote was, "Who's going to believe anybody with a guy with a mullet?" Which we all believe people with
mullets. Juice, of course, thought was hilarious.
Yeah, no, we got to play that back. But then his lawyer afterwards.
He never got to me.
In his press conference was ripping him a new one and calling ESPN fake news for having him on today. So ESPN had him on before the parole board made their decision. Then before the parole board made their decision, that's when they went back and Juice and his lawyer were making fun of Jeffrey Felix and saying some pretty bad things. So after the parole board came back and gave their decision, they had to get Jeff Felix back on the air, but he was already gone. So they had to get him on via phone. And this guy is so smooth at plugging his book. It's hilarious. Oh, and he never says yes. He says affirmative.
I caught awesome. On to that.
It's awesome. I like this guy.
And hopefully he didn't disappear back into ESPN again.
Hopefully OJ didn't stab him yet.
Oh, my God. That could happen.
Number one on OJ's two stab list.
Do we want to play the audio from the hearing?
Sure.
Which, I mean, who believes OJ, first of all? I mean, this means nothing. He lied so many times today.
Wow.
Oh.
That's kind of weird. Hey, Jeffrey?
Yes, right here.
How you doing? We were just going to play a little audio from today of the Juice, probably lying the way he normally does. We were watching the hearing when they left the mic on, and OJ said that you never guarded him. Of course, you wrote the book, Guarding the Juice, and you've had a lot to say on 2020 and other places, and it was interesting. How many guards are there in that place, Lovelock, by the way? Are there a lot of guards?
I think there's like over 100, I would think, a little over 100.
But OJ thinks he knows them all, or... I mean, maybe he's just pissed because you're making money. That seems to really bother... I mean, I know when Fred Goldman won the $33 million, he seemed to think that he was happier about that than he was upset that his son died from OJ stabbing. OJ seemed to think that anyway. He acted that way. He did. He said Fred Goldman and Denise Brown, we played the audio yesterday, they profited from this. They're the only ones that did. Like Fred's really running around so happy his kid's dead. He took him
That's
to civil court.
Such twisted OJ logic.
I know. It really it's very typical. Anyway, how much did you guard OJ? Because he's acting like he didn't even know you.
Okay. I met with OJ, guarding him for probably 1 to 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, for 7 years.
Jeez.
And I don't understand where OJ's coming from. In my book, Guarding the Juice, all I do is talk good about him. I speak the truth. He's a role model inmate. Gets along with others, no write-ups, no disrespecting staff. And all of a sudden, this comes out of left field. He throws my name, you know, right out there for 500 million plus people in a negative way.
I
don't understand.
You made a negative comment about your hairstyle, too?
Yeah, I mean, the mullet. I'm an 80s guy. The mullet is making a comeback.
Yeah, big deal.
So, hey, somebody is growing a mullet. A college coach. Like, is it Mike Gundy?
Oh, Gundy's had a mullet for a while. Yeah. So, what do you think it was in your book, Guarding the Juice, that OJ took exception to?
It was two.
I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, okay, I could have been like the three other guys I see on TV. I could have retired, wrote my book, and said, "Hey, OJ admitted the murders to me." You know, like I would have been the king of the world, correct?
Yeah. Well, it would have been an interesting disclosure. Yeah, people would have paid attention to it. But
I didn't do that.
You're getting a lot
of
media,
didn't do
though.
Anything like that. I told the truth, you know?
Right. And it has paid off. I mean, from a media standpoint, I've seen you on 2020, and you've been in a lot of places.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, I'm going around the prison as a laid-back prison guard. I tell it the way it is. And it mind boggles me that he would say, you know, his attorney would say that I'm in a fantasy world or that I'm a fraud. If I'm a fraud, then that means OJ's not a model inmate. He doesn't follow posted rules and regulations. He doesn't get along with others. He's been rode up. You see what I'm saying? All I said was good things.
Yeah.
Well, you said 1 to 3 hours a day with him for most of the week for a number of years.
What you called juju's time.
Juju's time?
Isn't that what he called it?
Yeah. Where that came from is O.J. Simpson came up with that because he's a Jew and I'm Jewish, so he came up with juju's time.
Oh, okay. That's really cute. Why was he allowed to butt in line? I just wouldn't think people in a prison would give any other inmate precedence like that, but he did not wait in line ever for food or anything. He just went right to the front of the line and he did that?
I'll tell you something. O.J., he's a celebrity. If you look at the seven continents of Earth, there's only three people that are by their faces. Muhammad Ali, Barack Obama, and O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson didn't wait in line for anything from day one, and he's still not waiting in line, I'm sure.
Are you worried when he finally gets out October 1st that he'll come after you?
You know what? I thought we were going to play golf. I mean, come on. Oh. I don't understand. What is he, bipolar or something?
Yeah.
I mean, my people were telling me that we're on good terms. I'm sharpening up my golf game. You know, all of a sudden, he says my name in front of 500 million people. My mom is crying on the phone. Hey, you need to hire a bodyguard. You got the juice looking against you.
She's right.
I mean, come on.
She's right. I wouldn't want to. If I was your waiter, I'd be scared.
Yes, absolutely.
What did you think of his testimony? You watched the testimony in the parole hearing, because I picked out just about 14 lies and then I stopped counting. But what did you think?
I think his testimony, he wasn't remorseful.
Mm-hmm. No.
Whoever walked him through this hearing did a horrible job. And if it's that attorney that's threatening me,
yeah,
he did
that
a
dick.
Horrible job.
He did. No, he really did. He couldn't find that stupid letter.
No matter what question came out of the parole board's mouth, I don't care if they were asking, is it sunny outside? O.J. Simpson should have said, I'm sorry you all have to be here today. What happened should have never happened. And let me start by apologizing to this victim, this victim, this victim, this victim, on down the line. That's how that hearing should have started.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's only sorry for himself. That's really the whole underlying thing of his testimony. Now
he's not even sorry for himself. He thinks it's a joke. He was laughing.
Yeah, but he feels like he was wronged. Now they seem to be really mad at you, him and his lawyer, because of the cookie story.
The cookie story.
Yeah, from Guarding the Juice. What's the deal with the cookie story?
Okay, an inmate in O.J. Simpson's unit brought back some cookies from the culinary that he obviously snuck out. He passed them out onto the tier. The other inmates took their cookies into their cells and ate them.
Right.
O.J. ate his cookie on the tier.
Uh-oh.
The officer in the bubble saw this, took it as disrespect, because he disrespected her by doing it in front of her.
Agreed.
So she was going to write him up, and I talked her out of the write-up. I told her, from now on, she's going to be known as a cookie monster, and that's no way to go through your career.
And she'd be number three on his to-do kill list.
You know what's funny about your cookie story is that he ratted out, like, who he got it from. He said, I got it from a culinary worker.
Right.
Which is interesting because he likes to rat people out. And he did that today in the parole hearing. We were talking about he ratted out the gangs that were fighting in the jail by name.
Pedro Guerrero.
Now, to put it in perspective, that was a shot on that prison. Because that prison's very well run. And there hasn't been a good fight there in a long time. So, O.J. must be upset with the prison as well.
I was going to say, he acted like he broke up fights every 5 minutes when he's talking about that stupid course.
He didn't actually say he broke up fights. What O.J. Simpson was in the prison was very interesting. He was a facilitator.
Really?
If two different groups or two different people had an issue, O.J. could go to both sides and straighten it out. Which is interesting.
That's really weird.
He's not going to get in the middle of a fight, but yeah, he could do that. And I'm giving him kudos. I'm giving the man kudos that threw me under the bus in front of 500 million people.
Yeah, stop kissing his ass already, please. you're going to sell your book.
You guys in Detroit have to understand. Felix says it the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Third person. All right.
I mean, when the prison called me in and said, hey, did you do this? Yes. I'll take my letter of reprimand.
Affirmative.
Other guys, affirmative. Other guys will come in and say, no, I don't know nothing. I took my heat. You know what I'm saying?
I just thought it was odd for him to talk about. He's such a conflict resolver, and he took this thing avoiding violence class, and he's so into that. And he killed two people, and everybody knows it. I just can't imagine why these people kiss his ass in there. They're probably less of a criminal than he is. How many people in there have murdered two people?
Not too many people in there did multiple murders. There's a few murders in there that killed one, but, you know, everybody wanted their O.J. time.
Really?
Wanted to call hang out with O.J. Simpson today.
Stupid.
I mean, it's pretty unraveling that, you know, everybody would do that. Me, I just like listening to his stories. You know, he had a lot of great stories.
Hey, what do you think about this Nicole shrine, by the way? I mean, he took her head off, and he's got a shrine to her. Do you think he looked at the shrine and thought about, yeah, I showed her? Or do you think he actually loved her?
Well, according to him, I'm lying about the shrine, too. In the open mic, he said that.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. Even in my book, there's a picture of his cell, of what everything looks like in the cell. It was there. And why would I lie about a picture? I mean, where would I get that from?
Why would he deny that? That sounded good, actually, for him, that he had a shrine. Although I knew it was because it reminded him that he showed her!
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was a good thing. You know, maybe they'll show him remorse for her. Who knows? But, I mean, I think, you know, that he just can't handle the truth. I don't understand. And the hot mic thing, even Mitt Romney moment, which might end up backfiring on him.
47%. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the 47%.
He had his Mitt Romney moment.
Sure did.
Hey, Jeff, can you clear up some things that we've heard about him while he was in prison? Was he actually called Daddy Juice? Did people call him Daddy Juice? Did you ever hear that?
No. Most of the inmates called him Juice or Bobblehead. They called him Bobblehead because he had too big of a head for his body.
Jed.
Okay, now how about
that
this?
100%. And the Native Americans called him Buffalo.
Buffalo, for the Bills?
Oh.
No.
Like Buffalo. For the Bills.
No. Wow. For the Bills.
Okay, now what about the infamous jailhouse transsexual he had a sex romp with?
Okay. Now, see, I could have had a field day with that in my book. You know, I could have said it happened, and I'd be an overnight sensation. You know, a girl named Jasmine worked in the laundry, and O.J. dropped his clothes off, and he had them fluffed and folded like they do in the prison, keep them clean. And she hijacked a pair of his boxers because she was getting out of prison. And her plan that she told me was that she was going to make O.J. Simpson give O.J. Simpson oral sex, save the sperm, spit it into the underwear, and prove that she had sex. This is 100% true. But as O.J. Simpson says, it's a fantasy of mine, okay? How could I make up that, okay? And O.J. came to me and told me the situation. Well, that's a serious situation because if he got pulled up front on that, he can get a write-up out of that somehow, correct?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Affirmative.
So she never was able to blow him?
No, okay. O.J. didn't do that. O.J. doesn't fly that way. And I could have said, hey, I could have made up claims of stuff. But he doesn't fly that way. So O.J. pulled me up, said, hey, can you take care of this? And I went to the laundry officer, told him what was going on. I call him a girl out of respect. Jasmine got fired. I pulled her up. She told me the whole story. You know, and then I asked O.J., I said, do you want your boxers back? He said, no, I don't want my boxers back. But you see, these are the things, the little things I did for him. You know, that could have been big trouble.
Yeah.
And now I'm just in a fantasy.
Yeah, now you're just some super fan who's pretending he guarded the juice and has got a crazy book out about it. But we know better. We know what a liar O.J. is. You know, I really don't think you have too much to worry about because he's the biggest liar. He's a total sociopath. And guarding the juice should do very well. Where can people find it, by the way? Do you have a website?
Yeah, you guys can get it on Barnes & Noble online, Walmart online. It's available online everywhere. It's a great read. You know, it's a great read. My co-author, Corey Levitan, is a really nice. So, I mean, it's a really good read. I think your listeners will really enjoy it.
And, Jeffrey, you invite the readers to jump to the chapter dedicated to O.J.'s penis, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
And why is that?
Well, because O.J., okay, I can put it to you like this. O.J.'s penis diminishes my manhood just seeing it.
Really?
It's, yes, yes.
I can't believe he doesn't talk about it. I'm amazed he doesn't talk about his dick.
Everything in Jeffrey Felix's book is a lie except for the part about my penis.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like that.
I love this.
But,
I love this.
One day I walked in to talk to a different inmate in the unit. And there was OJ coming out of the shower. He was known for coming out of the shower with no robe,
fluffed up,
nothing. Just walk into his cell, which was right next to the shower. And he walks in front of me, and he's standing there talking to me. And I look down. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm comfortable with my manhood. I can wear a pink shirt, okay? And homosexuality, I'm good with it. I don't care, okay? So I looked at that thing, and I go, Jesus Christ. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. Let me put my garden hose away. It's a garden hose. Holy cow. I looked at that thing. So when I went home that night, you know, I asked my wife, I said, hey, I saw, you know, somebody's thing in the prison. And I go, it was a lot larger than mine. And she goes, that's not. She goes, it's about love, not about the size. I think she was BSing me.
Yeah.
But
that was nice of her, though. She's a sweetheart. I'd stay with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to stay with her. I got 20 years in with her now. So.
Oh, boy.
Jeff, do you believe that story about him masturbating last month where the female guard, I wonder if it's even the Cookie Monster, maybe it's the same guard, where the female guard caught him?
Once again, I'm going to help out OJ. That,
I don't know
that
why.
Supposedly
I'm still
happened
gonna
in
stab
June.
You.
No, well, that supposedly happened in June. It did not happen.
I'll beat him with
there
my guard
no
nose.
I talked to prison officials that are very high up, and that never happened.
Okay.
Oh,
that,
wait. Did you speak?
That OJ should be upset about.
Did you speak to prison officials high up as author Jeffrey Fields or as guard Jeffrey Fields?
Felix. A friend, Jeffrey Felix, as a friend. Frank.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
That was not one of the options, though.
retired prison guard Jeffrey Felix.
Okay,
Jeffrey, how long until he does where he screws up? Do you think he'll screw up, and how long?
No,
you don't think he'll screw up at all.
Would you stop kissing his ass? Why are you kissing his ass so much?
Best friends.
I don't know. I say it the way it is. He's going to go to Florida. He's going to lay low, he's going to play golf, and he won't even get a parking ticket. I say, I can't lie. I say it the way it is. I mean, the man
learned his lessons. Got some dark things in that head. Got some dark things going on
in
that brain. Some crazy dreams.
Let's say where it's an 8 months from now, and you get a phone call, and it's juicy. He's like, hey, Jim, let's bury the hatchet, and come on down to Miami and hang with me. Are you going?
Absolutely, but I'm only going to go to public. My mom didn't raise no fool. I'm not going to go to OJ's house and take a hot tub with him. That's probably not going to happen.
Guard and author Jeffrey Felix has disappeared.
Last seen with OJ Simpson at a cooking class.
Well, I look forward to reading the book. Mark says it's really good, so I'm looking forward to it. Guarding the Juice by Jeffrey Felix, and you can find it wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's in the online right now. We're trying to get it on the shelves as we speak.
But it's
online at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com.
Amazon, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time. I know you had a rough day today.
Oh, yeah, and you guys have a great day, and let's hope the Lions do something this year.
Hey, thanks. Amen. Appreciate it. Amen. And stop kissing OJ's ass so much.
Guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya. he's great.
Wow.
Bye bye.
Why is he kissing his ass?
They're friends.
Knock it off.
Hey, Felix tells it like it is.
I forgot. Jeffrey I forgot Felix. About that. He wants to talk to Dennis Hoff. He's ordered OJ. He's offered OJ a job at the whorehouse to be a greeter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
Now we all know that OJ will not take the job because any job he takes, the money goes to Fred Goldman. You can't pay OJ. I mean, you can pay him, but
he could just get it in sex.
Fred oh, that's true. He'll be on more white chicks. Oh my God. Yeah.
And then maybe they'll board him.
Should we call Dennis?
Next thing you know, that has to shut down because he's killed them all.
That job is perfect for me and my two fists are leaving. I forgot about that quote. That's an OJ. He has two quotes. He has said two things, two combinations of English words that have never been said by anyone else in the world anywhere.
This is where babies come from and this is mine. And me and my two fists are leaving.
No one's ever said it, ever. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Nobody's ever said either combination of words. Never. And you got to give him credit for that. How many things have you said that no one else in the world has ever said?
It's
That's
memorable.
Incredible.
Yeah. I like when he goes, I do still have some friends.
That's a lot of people are making a big deal out that he's moving to Florida and you're Casey Anthony. He's going to live with murdering people together.
Oh my God.
They were going to give him a book deal? Another book deal?
Oh, yeah. No one will give him a book deal. No, not the way the.
Call him and ask him when he can talk.
Because if I did, that was a big issue.
Will Dennis have a new girlfriend, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's only been a couple months, right?
He was just on Nightline with all his chicks because, because they're at the forefront of the healthcare debate. And one of the Republican senators who said no, one of the two guys that said no is the Nevada senator. And so Nightline was giving the Bunny Ranch a lot of credit.
Ooh.
Dennis
is a master of PR. We need to hire him for the podcast. He's amazing.
At the very end of the piece,
yeah,
it's I think his name's David Wright from ABC is talking to all the chicks. They're in the pool with Dennis. And it was really weird because he brings up the question. He goes, well, you know, these are independent contractors. Why don't you just hire him, Dennis, and pay him, give him health care?
And?
Put him on the spot. They just laughed. You know, all the girls are like, yeah, why not, Dennis? And he's just like, maybe I'll put you in charge of it. What? Just says something nonsensical and everyone laughs because it's so awkward and that's the end of it.
I predict that he has not instituted health care for the women.
Well, they're independent contractors.
Jeez.
I'm sure they, you know, maybe they'd rather have it that way.
Mind your biz.
They can get their own health care. It's Obamacare.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want more. You know, they want a one. I believe that's.
Sounds like Dennis is available. Dennis?
Hello?
Dennis, it's Drew, the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Yeah, America's best radio.
Thank you, Dennis. Mark's here. Trudy's here.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you?
Good.
Dennis, you have weaseled your way into the headlines again by offering the Juice a job that you... Well, I was going to say, I know he won't take the job because he'd have to give the money to Fred Goldman, but Trudy and Mark quickly pointed out that he could pile on to some of the blondes at the Bunny Ranch, and that would probably make him very happy. So maybe he will. What's going on?
Take it out and trade.
Well, you know what? It's kind of... got good and bad. You know, some of the girls are up in arms, but, you know, we've done this before. We did it with John Favreau, if you remember, way back when. He was our celebrity greeter.
John was a fine employee, wasn't he? John was a good employee.
Yeah, fine employee, absolutely. And then we did it with Scott Thorson. Remember Scott Thorson?
Oh, yeah, Liberace's lover. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was in jail when the HBO show aired, which ended up winning 11 Academy Awards. We got him out of jail and made him a celebrity greeter.
Oh, Dennis, tell us a good Scott Thorson Liberace. He must have told you a good Liberace story, too.
Did he get sick every night around all those girls?
Oh, no. He was the other way. He was with the guys.
Exactly.
That was the whole thing.
Did he tell you a good Liberace story or two?
Yeah, he told me lots of them. Some of the people that him and Liberace were fooling around with were nuts. I mean, like Michael Jackson. I mean, just numerous people that... I had no idea. You listen to his stories and you just go, whoa, you just cringe, you know?
Really? Michael Jackson played around with Scott Thorson and Libby?
He was a great greeter.
See that
and
one
we
coming.
Just thought, well, we'd give OJ a try. And, you know, we're only an hour and a half from him. We could pick him up in the funny limo. At least you could transition him maybe from having making love with Bubba to Barbara and the Bunny.
Have you heard from OJ yet?
We haven't, but, you know, one of our PR guys, he's a radio host also, and he was the only guy that OJ let in his house in Florida when he was down there a long time ago. So we think we're going to get to him, and we're going to give it a shot. But the girls, it's interesting because the girls, we did a poll, and the blondes are okay with OJ coming. The brunettes hate it. And I don't know what that means.
The brunettes don't count.
Yeah, no business.
He doesn't care about the brunettes, so that doesn't matter. He wants the blondes and the blondes only. Dennis, we talked to you about 3 months ago, and the prediction before we called was that you would have a new girlfriend.
Well, I've got a few, actually. Huh. But go on BunnyRanch.com and pull it up and look at two girls.
Okay.
Sierra Tay.
I knew it. Sierra. Brandon called it, too.
You put money on that.
She's new, right?
She's the hottest one. She's the hottest one.
Well, I don't know, because Penthouse has got a toss-up between her and Misty Matrix, who I'm dating also.
Misty Matrix.
Misty is a beautiful blonde Texas girl.
Wasn't she with Dennis last time we called? Wasn't it Misty?
Yeah. Well,
Dennis always puts him on the phone for an awkward 2 minutes.
Well, if I put him on the phone now, it'd be the nice Asian lady at the nail salon. That's who I'd put on. Say hello to Drew and Mike.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
She's doing great. She's making my nails short and shiny.
Oh, good.
Okay, so the girl, the first girl you mentioned, is she new at the Bunny Ranch?
Tierra?
She's been there for a while. She was down there in southern Nevada for a while, where Lamar made famous. In fact, all the girls at the Love Ranch Vegas are going nuts because they're like, we had enough of that stuff. We don't want OJ there. He's a link back to the Kardashian Big Butt Clan. Oh. We don't want any part of them.
But they don't mind the two murders.
I think
like you're more concerned about the Kardashians.
Oh boy. Well, they stand for something.
What's the age? Well, no, because you have one girl. You know, some that are in their 40s. I was just thinking, if some are in their 20s, they might not even really remember OJ.
Well, with the girls, Tierra's 20, and Misty just turned 21.
Yeah. So do they? What do they know about OJ?
What do they know about what?
About OJ.
They don't know anything about him, right?
Well, they know very little except what they read. They Google searched and they see social media and all that. Mm-hmm. But Madame Suzette is like, no, we've got millions of dollars worth of memorabilia in these places, and I don't want to have to protect that stuff. And one of the girls says, is he going to be invited to your birthday party again? I said, yep, he'll be on the list, but he's not going to be cutting the cake.
Oh, Dennis, Tierra. Dennis is really happy with that joke. Tierra is 6'1", 160, and she's also listed as being bisexual. Are there any three ways, perhaps, with the other girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Dennis.
Yeah, she's 6 foot tall. In fact, send me your Twitter information. I'll put up a picture of her. And another girl is 5'11". That I have not been with, but I'm about to. Her name's Chance. Look at Chance on there. 5'11", 19 years old.
Oh, Courtney Chance? Oh, no, that's Courtney Chase.
No, Chance Monet.
You got her up there, Brandon?
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oregon girl.
Drew, fly there and get to her before Dennis.
No,
does.
Dennis will do everything conceivably known to man sexually that can be done with a woman, and then she's a belle for everyone else.
There you go. You know, I was in Southern Nevada. I spoke at Freedom Fest, and I did a TV show with John Stossel. So I'm giving Tucker Carlson my itinerary of the girls I was with. It was like 4 and 36 hours, right? And going, man, I don't know how you do it. Well, I do it.
Oh, Dennis. I don't know.
It's that Viagra drip they put me on.
I'm still blown away. You got national publicity once again, and we got sucked in too. Just wanted to call and congratulate you on getting all this great PR. And who knows, with all those blondes there, OJ may just take you up on this.
Yeah, exactly. He might be in I love the best part about the hearing was when he said, I've led a conflict-free life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was dying. Yeah.
I know.
You got arrested for stealing cable. You murdered a couple of people. Yeah, conflict-free.
Road rage. Armed robbery.
Beat his wife.
Yeah.
911 calls.
His girlfriend was dating Pedro Guerrero.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was a bit of, well, that was, he was trying to save her, though.
She attacked a cameraman. I mean, yeah. He's on camera.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But he's right up the road here at Lovelock, and So I said, at least we should have the limo there and give them the opportunity.
Yeah.
But what a nice transition to have the Bunny Ranch limo full of blondes pick you up and bring you to the ranch and, you know, massage your little hips, lips, fingertips, nice meal.
It's part of the condition of his parole that he have a job. So this would be.
Well, his job would be to meet people at the front door and say, hello, how are you?
He's a people person.
Push the
conflict
button.
Free.
Dirty girls. Dirty. Oh, that's funny. 30 girls come out and line up, and they would all introduce themselves, and he would say, "Pick the lady of your choice, please." And the bar is inside, and that's all he's got to do: sign a few autographs.
He'll mess.
We'll give him $100,000 a year.
He'll mess it up somehow.
It's not as easy as it sounds, though, because John Baba was a greeter, and things. What was John's weaknesses as an employee? There were a few problems.
Drinking.
Well, John's weakness is he couldn't put three words in a sentence. You know? But, you know, John was good until he had a couple of drinks in him. But the best part about John is that the end of it all was this. Got a call at 3 a.m. from the highway patrol. We'd like to speak to Dennis. Got him on the sergeant gets me on the phone. Dennis, we just pulled your limo over in Washoe Valley at 110 miles an hour. Ew. I said, oh, my gosh, that's John Bobbitt. He said, no, John was in the back. he was too tired to drive. It was a 19-year-old girl driving the limo. So John picked this girl up at this hotel.
And made her drive?
He says, I'm a little tired. If I drive it, he's rolling 100 tins with this big 12-passenger limo.
Oh, boy.
That was kind of into that. That didn't work out real well.
That's too bad. It was a nice effort on your part, Dennis. Hey, Dennis, listen.
Did you ever get a response from your Sean Spicer offer? You offered him a job, too.
No, but I tell you what, I got a lot of the New York media is coming after us. I mean, he needs a job. What a better place to work than to be the front guy for the Bunny Ranch. All right, Mike, doing my job, Sean Spicer, right, for the Bunny Ranch. And Mr. Hoff today has said that we have breaking news at the ranch. O.J. Simpson has arrived. He's in good hands in suite number 7.
How do you suck all these media outlets in? I love it, Dennis. And we're sucked in, too. So, listen, get a great manicure, and we'll talk to you real soon, I'm sure.
Hey, guys, we make it fun, though, don't we?
Yes, you do, Dennis.
And this is why you're America's greatest radio station, because you make it fun.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Bye-bye, guys.
Have a great day. See ya.
Bye-bye.
His entire operation is so social media interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the time I interviewed him, that was never allowed to be aired anywhere. There was such a bombardment of Twitter from all of the different girls who were like, watch this, go listen to this podcast, and really hyped the podcast. Yeah. They were like a PR machine. Not only is Dennis a master of PR, but all he had is all of his girls. Dude,
really?
Too.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
So we should teach them how to. They probably already are savvy.
Just tweet at him or at Bunny Ranch.
Have them start listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that's a great call.
And get them on board. How many women would that be?
A lot. God, that tiara
audience.
Taste.
And then
gorgeous.
How many people could they tell?
Spread the word.
Yeah. Every client.
Yes.
What?
They could put it on while they're getting it on with the client.
So what's up with Tiara? You know, she's 22. She's 6 feet tall. She's really pretty.
She loves sex. Wants to get
paid
for it.
Is Dennis...
Oh, you mean that part. I thought you meant her just working there.
No, I meant Dennis doing everything that can possibly be done with a chick.
You got to try out the merchandise.
But Dennis is 68. I mean...
They have one...
He doesn't look 68.
They have one chunky girl. I wanted to ask him if he dated her.
Oh, I doubt it.
She's a little big.
How big?
I think it said she was 5'2", 216. Did that sound right?
What?
Pull it back up.
For chubby chasers?
Yeah. I mean,
They also have a pregnant girl right now, if you want to.
They have a what?
A pregnant girl.
2-for-1 deal.
Oh.